welcome back to the Hollow Sky Podcast. We are your hosts, Steven
and Kyle.
And thanks for coming back and getting weird with us. So, we're going to start out with the business. You can check us out at all our social medias, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, at Hollow Sky Podcast. Just search it. You'll find us.
You can also submit your stories. And by doing so, you can email them to us. You can record them on your phones with the Smart Memo app. Or we have a hotline that you can call, which is 1-877-800-HOLLOW.
That's 1-877-800-4656. And our email address is hollowskypodcast@gmail.com. So if you have any stories you'd like to submit, get them to us, and we will gladly feature them on our future episode. Also, for our iTunes and Apple Podcast users, hop on there and send us some ratings and reviews. Those help us pop up the charts and make us easier to find on that platform. So just bump over there, throw us a rating up, leave us a review, and we'll shout you out on here.
Another thing I just thought of, if any of you out there are graphic designers or anything of that nature, we're currently trying to get shirts and stickers done, and the more images we have, the more stickers we'll have and stuff like that. So if anybody can come up with some really cool images that we could possibly turn into stickers, that'd be cool.
Yeah,
you can just email them to us.
Definitely, that'd be awesome. Same goes for people who dabble in audio production.
Yeah.
We're going to have to change our theme song. I know it's going to bum a lot of people out because it's kind of dope, but apparently Fox owns the right to the X-Files or some crap like that.
Yeah.
It's kind of becoming a thing, so we're eventually going to have to change that. So if you dabble in audio editing as well, hit us up. We'll try to work something out with you if you can come up with something cool.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
So, yeah. So, for our listener call tonight, we have another Bigfoot story, which is kind of awesome after last week's Bigfoot story. This one hits kind of close to home because I know the guy that called in. So, I'm going to let you guys hear it, and then we'll talk about it. So, this is Everett's story from Illinois.
Hello, this is Everett. I'm from Illinois, and I'm calling in with the Bigfoot story. So, this happened whenever I was probably 7. So this happened around the Grafton area. And so we were driving on this highway, and my brother was asleep, and I'm pretty sure my dad was changing the radio station. And then all of a sudden I happened to look up, and I saw this giant, like 8-foot hairy creature just run across the road, and it like scared me. It was probably one of the scariest moments of my life. So, yeah, that's my story. Bye. Thank you.
So, that's Everett's call from Illinois. This story hits kind of close to home for me because Everett's my oldest son. He'll be 13 this year, and that story has stuck with him since it happened. And unfortunately, I wasn't paying enough attention to see it.
No, you were changing the radio.
I was doing something because I did not see the giant ape creature, but he has stuck by the story for the last almost 6 years and swears by it, and it hasn't wavered, it hasn't changed. When he talks about it, you can genuinely tell that whatever it was creeped him out.
That is crazy. I'd be shocked to see one just blatantly run across the road like that in front of you.
Yeah, and the area he says he saw it is pretty wooded, and it's prime Squatch country, I guess, if there is Squatch country. It's like down by Pierre Marquette, which is just old timber,
yeah,
wooded area. So yeah.
And the
if I were a Bigfoot, I'd live down there.
Actually, wasn't too long ago, didn't the BFRO show up there?
Oh yeah, they were at Pierre Marquette Lodge, and they did a town hall meeting there. And I've heard other accounts in the area of people seeing creatures like that, or seeing supposed Bigfoots and stuff like that around there. So, I mean, it's not really that far-fetched.
No, not at all. There's a lot of timber. And then, you know, even with more, I mean, it's off the rails a little bit, but up in Pierre Marquette, supposedly there's a abandoned missile site. So it's got a lot of history. And it's a big area.
Yeah, and like I said, he's stood steadfast by his story, and I don't have any reason not to believe him, because I recall it happening, like him being like, did you see that? Like him freaking out, but I just wasn't paying enough attention to have actually seen anything, and I hate that I didn't get to see it, honestly.
So I would assume, I may have missed it, but you guys were probably on your way home when it happened?
We were driving to meet their mom.
Okay, like to drop so off,
so it was late.
You would have been going...
We would have been heading south probably right. On the river road.
Right, yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I assumed you were heading north.
Nope, we would have been heading south. It was in the fall, winter months, so it got dark early.
Right, yeah.
And he was pretty weirded out.
What direction was it going? Do you remember?
I don't know. Crossing the highway, it was probably going from the river to the woods, I guess. Like
that's what I was wondering.
That'd be west to east.
Right.
So, yeah, he was pretty up in the air about it. And he's always had, like, an interest in that kind of stuff. Like, his birthday party one year, we did a big hunt for Bigfoot down at my grandparents'
house.
Awesome. And all kinds of stuff like that. So
that's awesome.
I'm glad he got to see it. Hopefully, I'll get to see it someday. Yeah,
no doubt.
So, Ev, if you listen to this, shout out, bud. Thanks for calling in.
It's awesome.
Thanks for the support, buddy.
Yeah, we appreciate it a lot.
All right, so tonight's episode, we didn't actually have on the schedule, per se. Not that we really have a schedule. But this time last week, we weren't going to talk about it. It wasn't even on our radar, right?
Correct.
But current events on social media makes me feel like we have to talk about it. So, with that being said, we're going to magically whisk you away to Nevada, the Groom Lake. If you don't know what's in Groom Lake, Kyle's about to tell you what's in Groom Lake.
The legendary Area 51.
What's Area 51, Kyle?
Area 51 is an Air Force base that originally got famous because of one incident, and that was the Roswell 1947 UFO crash. And ever since, in our realm, that's why Area 51 exploded. Because they, quote-unquote, took the air balloon to Area 51.
The air balloon? Oh, you mean
the weather balloon.
That UFO that crashed?
Well, yeah.
Oh, all right.
But, yeah. So, that would be, and I'm sure as of right now, everyone knows exactly what we're talking about as to why we're going to Groom Lake.
So, yeah, Area 51 is kind of like a well-guarded secret in America, right? Like, you can't even get close.
No. You used to be able to get close. I think when it was established back then, the area was 6 by 10 miles. So there was a lot of people that would show up with high-powered telescopes to try and see stuff.
So that's still, like, miles away.
Yeah, but you figure people could spend the money to get a decent eye on the area, yeah. You know. Now they've pushed it back to a, like, 23 by 25 mile area. So it's a lot harder. I think there's only, like, one mountain range or something that you can actually climb up and halfway see what's going on.
Yeah. And there's accounts, there's rumors, there's YouTube videos of people that are trying to get close. They come to the legendary Area 51 gate, the Silver Gate or whatever.
Right.
And within minutes, here come these unmarked SUVs. Here yep. comes the camo dudes. Like, there's YouTube videos of it going down.
Yeah.
Threatening people, threatening to use deadly force.
Yep.
Getting shot if they don't leave immediately. So that just further fuels the flame as to what is going on in Area 51.
Right. And
do they have UFOs there? Are they hiding aliens there? Are they working on some kind of crazy super advanced military technology there? And to top off that, there's videos of people in the mountains filming what look like aircraft, lights in the sky, doing all these crazy maneuvers over or near Area 51 in Groom Lake.
Right, and it's always at night, too.
Yeah, and it just further... just more gasoline, more gasoline, more gasoline, to where people have kind of took it upon themselves to figure out what is going on at Area 51.
Yeah, and I mean, as far as entering, I mean, you don't even have to, they know you're there before you hit that 25-mile mark. Because, you know, the camo dudes, from my understanding, they're not military. They are contractors.
Which is probably worse.
Yeah. Because they're doing their job. They're getting paid. So they don't really have many rules to follow. And then I think right out of the gate, they're not supposed to even interact with you. They're supposed to just observe and be more of a deterrent, you know, because you, I mean, think about it. For the normal person, you go rolling up in there and all of a sudden you see an unmarked SUV on top of the hill and it's kind of pacing you. Just sticking with you.
Keeping an eye.
Just keeping an eye on you. You know they're watching.
Just checking you out.
Exactly. Now you start getting too close or start acting suspicious. Because I think before all that, or before they interact with you, they'll actually call the sheriff if need be. They'll call the sheriff to have them come out and deal with you. But if they feel that they must interact with you, then they will. They'll come out in force.
I feel like it's almost better. It would almost be better if it was military. I feel like military just like are supposed to act under a certain code of ethics.
Yeah.
But I feel like contractors, they're just getting a paycheck. Like they're not going to give a crap who, what they have to do to get their job done.
Yep. And you got to think most contractors, from my understanding, I could be wrong, but most contractors are like the baddest of the bad. So you got like the ex-SEALs and Rangers and just the dudes that don't, I mean, you don't mess with these guys. You just don't. And they, from my understanding, they also have cameras set up on hills that more or less look like bushes. You know, they got them well disguised. Some of them aren't disguised. And then also they have motion sensors buried in the sand. Now, I was doing a little bit of research and I don't quite know if I believe it or not. But it's possible, I guess. Anything's possible. But they said that these sensors somehow can actually detect the difference between a human and an animal. Because I guess outside of Groom Lake, it's actually like a wildlife preserve. So they don't want animals setting off their sensors. They want it to be specific.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Theorists
say that the way, this is the crazy part. Theorists say that these sensors, which to my understanding are buried, can somehow determine by scent. It has something to do with ammonia.
Weird.
Yeah.
I've come across some people that definitely smell like animals.
Well.
My sensors didn't differentiate.
Right. But I'm just saying that's what the theorists
I believe
claim.
It though.
It's possible, yeah. I mean, we don't know the technology they have.
Yeah, and apparently it's advanced enough to where they have to hire people to keep Johnny Q Public out.
Right.
And there's so much like cryptic, what's the word? Cryptic goings on. Like, they're unmarked passenger planes at the airport in Las Vegas that fly people to Area 51. Like, you can't drive in there. You can't take a shuttle bus. Like,
no.
There are planes specifically just for those people.
Yep. They're all called the same thing. They're all called Janet.
Yeah, like,
their call sign is Janet and then three numbers.
If that's not a red flag, I don't know what is.
Right.
Like, having to get on an unmarked plane to fly to work.
Yeah. And then there's roads to the place. You know, I've heard the roads are pretty janky.
Yeah.
You know, they're super janky, like just picture a desert back road and you're driving down this for a while. And then all of a sudden out of nowhere, it opens up into a highway, like a fully paved highway.
That's weird.
Yeah. I listen to, I don't listen to many paranormal podcasts, which is weird, but I've got my select favorites. And the one that I'm talking about is called What If? And these guys actually took the time to drive out to the back gate. A very 51.
That's dope.
It was pretty cool.
Did they have any interaction with the camo dudes and all that?
No, they basically just went down there real fast. They went down the road.
We saw it. We're out.
Yeah, and they supposedly, as they were turning around before the gate, they snapped a picture of the gate and then just took off.
Yeah. Bounced.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to get shot.
They said it was strange out there, though. they said their audio equipment, they meant to record it, but I guess they forgot to hit the record button. They thought they were recording the whole time. But they said that the road was so bumpy that it would have been a nightmare anyways.
That's, yeah, I wouldn't want to mess with it.
No.
So that leads us to what we're talking about, right? So on Facebook, this page pops up, and this is the name of the page, right? Storm Area 51, they can't stop all of us. I'm going to say that this page was created as just a joke, kind of a troll post. You know, let's see if we can get some likes and get some people to talk about it.
Right.
As of our recording right now, there are, according to the Facebook group, 781,000 going, 699,000 interested in going.
That's over 1 million people.
So that's, yeah, well, that's 1.5 million people that are planning on or interested in storming Area 51 on September 20th of 2019.
Yeah.
Storming the gates of Area 51.
Well, that's the messed up part about this whole thing that, I meant to say it earlier, but Area 51 itself actually doesn't have a fence around it at all anywhere. Apparently, the only, I'll call them easement markers, is just like stakes in the ground. Yeah, and that's signs. It'll have a sign that says, you go beyond this point, we are authorized to use deadly force.
And they just have, like, gates across the road.
Yeah. So,
and nobody's been close enough to see if they've actually... They might have a 20-foot concrete wall around it. Maybe. Nobody's been close enough to get out.
You know, but in theory, if you had a mob of that many people running, they could. They could get past the perimeter.
A 1.5 million people is a lot of people. I compare it to one of the numbers at the... Blues rally. After the Blues won the Cup, they said there was 1.5 million people in St. Louis. And I saw pictures of that. That's a lot of people. I don't know if that's accurate or not. But even if it's close, that's still a lot of people.
Yeah, it would be crazy to see that amount of people coming at you.
So first off, I think what stirred this up is the recent interview of Bob Lazar on Joe Rogan's podcast.
Yeah.
And the documentary that dropped on Netflix. If you guys haven't watched it and you're interested in that kind of stuff, check it out. It's the Bob Lazar story. He was a ex-employee of Area 51 that worked there, saw some out-of-control technology, super advanced technology, saw what he thinks is UFOs, all sorts of crazy wild stuff back in the 80s, I believe.
Yeah, I think so.
And then he came out and decided to blow the whistle on it. Thought that the public needs to know, especially about like the alien technology and the UFOs. Like, they need to know that there's other stuff out here. Well, obviously the government made his life hell.
Well, and backtrack a little bit. He's a scientist, and those dedicated people think certain ways. And he's one of those people that thought this, because he wasn't afraid. He wasn't, he didn't want this technology just for one set of people. He is one of the scientists that believes this technology should be shared with everyone.
Yeah, if they can figure it out, like, it's going to benefit.
Yeah, he didn't look at it like stolen goods.
Let's weaponize it.
Yeah, you know? Like, he's like, this type of technology can be revolutionary, and he's a true scientist. He believes that this stuff should be open to the people.
Yeah, and when you watch his interviews, it's hard. I'm not one to call anybody a liar or anything, right? But it's hard to differentiate on whether or not he's telling the truth, because the stuff he talks about is like, it's so far, far out there that it would be alien technology, you know?
Right.
Like the capacitor or whatever it is that creates its own gravity.
Yeah.
Like, you have to have so much mass to create gravity. And he's talking about something in it's half a sphere, like the size of a basketball, that created enough, its own gravitational field. Like, that's insane.
Yeah, which is why he theorized that the spaceships can maneuver the way they can, because they have their own set of gravity, which their own rules.
Which kind of... Would that affect physics and,
you would think,
stuff like that? I don't even know how all that works.
Like, because you think that it would affect the G force. of going so fast. If you yourself inside the craft have your own set of gravity and your own set of rules,
yeah,
that the outside is not really going to matter. It's like with the Earth, you know, the Earth spinning or anything like that. We don't feel it. It's not noticeable to us.
Yeah, and he said when he accepted the job there at Area 51, they flew him in on one of the unmarked planes. And as soon as he got there, he said he walked into this hangar, and there was essentially what everyone thinks is a UFO. There was quite a few different styles and stuff. He said he walked by the first one, and there was an American flag sticker on it. So he just ran his hand down it, and he said he was immediately reprimanded like that.
Yeah.
He was immediately reprimanded. You do not touch these. And he just thought it was advanced military technology.
Right.
Like, it's not from, like, he really didn't think outside of just seeing the vague, like, shape of a disc, he didn't think of anything extraterrestrial. You know, right. Like, you see it and you think UFO, but then in your mind, you're like, we're at a military base. This is clearly military technology, until he got reprimanded. And then he said, basically, all he did was reverse. He was there to reverse engineer stuff, figure out how this works and why.
Yep. And
he said he only got to work on what they were given.
Yeah. He had one thing, one job task, you know, figure out this. Don't talk to the guys that are looking at the exoskeleton. Nothing.
Yeah.
You don't communicate with anybody else except your designated work partner, and that is it.
Yeah. But I kind of got off track there. I digress. But I feel like the recent interviews with Bob Lazar coming back out has sparked this interest.
So, probably because I asked you the question the other day, why all of a sudden the giant interest in Area 51?
Within the last month, he went on Joe Rogan, which is a huge podcast.
Oh, yeah. If you haven't listened Millions to that interview, listen to it. If you haven't listened to that interview, go listen to it because it's really good.
Yeah, listen to it and then follow up with the Netflix documentary, and you'll see why people want to get in there. So that brings us back full circle back to what we're here to talk about, and that's 1.5 million people going to run the gates at Area 51.
It's a horrible idea.
It cannot end well.
No. I would go to watch the madness.
Yeah, we are fully open. Hollow Sky is a podcast. We are fully open to live streaming on the 20th of September. We'll go live if we can get out there. And that's a terrible idea, isn't it?
No, I'll go.
We'll walk you guys through it until it starts getting stupid, and then I'm going to run.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going anywhere near the place.
But, yeah, if we can get off work and we can get out there, we'll do an episode from Area 51.
Oh, I'd definitely go. I'm not, like I said, I wouldn't go out there to the base itself because I think it's ignorant. I truly do.
You think it's going to be a shit show?
For sure, because before we just seen what we saw on the internet, I told you. I said it's big enough now, and that was when there was 600,000 people, wasn't even over 1 million yet. But I told you, it is big enough now where they are going to have to start taking this serious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like,
even if it's just a giant BS Facebook thing where everybody's just ha-haing, but it's drawn so much attention, the military and the government have no choice but to take it like it's actually going to happen.
Yeah, I've kind of watched it build up, and it eventually hit, like, small newspapers were starting to talk about it, then bigger newspapers like the LA Times. And like I told Kyle, I just Googled it on the computer, and CNN has a report out about it now. All Fox News, all sorts of major media outlets are talking about this. Like, this is turning into a big deal.
Yeah.
It's going to be bad.
I mean, think about it, people. If you cross that line, you actually go into the base, by rules, just the set of rules that exist right now, they have the right to kill you.
Yeah, they can exercise use of deadly force.
Yeah, and it's on there. Does it mean they will? No. But that is a card that they can play if it's necessary. I think they will shut you down before you even get 20 miles to the base.
They'll cancel your plane tickets to Nevada.
I really don't think that you would even get within eyeshot of the base. I don't. I think that they're going to have such a large response. They could call in the National Guard, different parts of the military, local law enforcement, to just basically set up riot control.
Yeah.
It would be the most intense, insane riot control to date.
How would you even... That'd be so.
It would be ridiculous. Insane.
There's so many possible outcomes and theories that could go down once people get.
Yeah.
When September 20th hits.
Hey, Holocult. The weather's getting nice, and you know what that means. It's cryptid hunting season. And the first rule to cryptid hunting is good footwear. That's why we're excited to announce our partnership with Tecovas Boots. When you're out hunting the Dogman or stalking Chupacabra, you don't have time to break in boots. That's why Tecovas is so nice. They have first wear comfort. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with their styles when you're out hunting cryptids.
And let me tell you, their styles are on point. I've always considered getting me a pair of snakeskin boots, and their pair is mint. They also have crocodile boots, caiman boots, ostrich boots, regular leather boots. They have it all, and it's ridiculously awesome. You can even stop by the local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So just imagine yourself getting a pair of legitimate snakeskin Hollow Sky branded boots. How awesome would that be?
Nothing is going to intimidate a dog man like a nice pair of gator skin boots. If you can't make it into a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
There's so many possible outcomes that could be forwarded. Like you said, they couldn't even get close. Okay, here's where I stand. 1.5 million people are interested right now. We still have 3 months to go. Like, this thing's taken off like a wildfire. Let's say there's 15 million people that are interested in going out there by September. If a tenth of those commit to it, that is still so many people.
Oh, yeah.
So many people.
I think by logic, you hit it on the head by saying, I mean, it'd be the easiest outcome. Cancel all flights to Nevada within this time frame.
Yeah. A tenth is still 1.5 million people.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Cancel flights, but you're still not going to be able to stop people driving in.
No. You'd stop. Start the majority, or you'd stop the majority.
So, I'm just gonna go through these one by one. I've been thinking about them all day, so we should just talk about them. Okay. Scenario one: nobody even makes it to the base.
Not even close.
Best case scenario.
Yeah.
Easily the best case. They either lose interest by September. Nobody goes. The few caravans that go out there are stopped.
Yeah.
Per usual.
Yeah.
Right. So that would be the best case scenario. Another scenario I thought in my head was September's a long way away. This gives the government
plenty of time.
Tons of time to get whatever the hell they got out there out, long gone, different base, ain't gotta worry about it.
Yep.
You got a whole giant group of people at the front door. Government opens the doors, lets them in, walks them through a bunch of empty hangars.
Mm-hmm.
Done.
See normal jets, guys working.
Yeah, defused. You ain't got to worry about it.
Yeah. Because if they do have, even if it's just top secret military technology, they're not going to show anybody. They have no reason to.
That's why it's top secret.
Exactly.
Just pull a couple fighter planes in there.
Yeah.
It's an Air Force base.
You know, and
they don't need to show anything else.
I don't know. I could go off on a tangent and I really don't want to.
Just do it.
Well,
this is
a
tangent episode.
Like, I feel like if you think that you deserve to see their top secret technology, you're fools.
Join the military.
Yeah, you don't deserve to see that. Nobody does.
I don't want to know that. I don't want that riding on my shoulders.
No, I mean, would it be awesome? Yeah, I mean, I would love to see what type of technology, but those things also come with costs of seeing those things. You know, look at Bob Lazar. He's a perfect example. When you're allowed that type of knowledge, you're instantly... I mean, they have to know that they can trust you, so they're going to start watching and listening to everything you do. It's you know, it's basically, it's me telling you a secret, but I have to make sure for the rest of your life that you hold your end of that deal.
Keep that secret.
Yes.
Yeah. The Lazar lost his marriage. He lost his job. He lost his credibility. He lost everything.
You know, it's not a joke. It's not just me telling you a secret. You know, it's on a grander scale.
Yeah,
you know, and,
absolutely.
And then, not to mention, if it's just strictly top secret top secret military tech, it's stuff that we may need.
It's national security. Yeah, what it boils down to.
Yeah, and the stuff that we may need, if anything else arises, you know, the government's wild card. No, I mean, I don't want to take the government's side here, but
yeah, I mean, you almost have to.
Yeah, you got to look at every situation, every problem. From all sides. You can't just sit here and be like, well, no, F them. We should have the right to look and see everything. And as Americans, it would be nice to say, yes, we do. You know, it'd be awesome to, if you, you know, think about it. If we go into a war or a conflict with anybody, you know, somebody's trying to start stuff with us, but we as Americans would be like, I don't think you should do that because we know what's sitting in the military's stuff, you know.
But aliens are going to juice you.
Yeah. I mean, sorry for the tangent.
We did this. It's not a...
You know, it's just... I don't know. It's crazy that...
And also on that notice, as an American, if the government's working on technologies like that to protect America, like, I'm not that mad about it. You know what I mean?
No.
Because if America's working on stuff, you know there's other countries out there trying to keep pace.
But then again, you play devil's advocate to that. Let's say it's alien tech, and they're trying to reverse engineer this alien tech. Should they or should they not tell us about that?
We wouldn't be able to handle it. Our culture as a whole would not be able to handle it.
You're probably right.
Look at the Facebook page. Right? So the Facebook page started out, Area 51, let's storm it. They can't stop us all. People started it to save any alien prisoners that were in the base. You know what it turned into? A bunch of people on the internet wanting to have sex with the aliens that are in the base.
That's true.
That's the world we live in right now. So if you want them to know all the government secrets, that's probably a terrible idea.
See, but I don't know. Imagine being told. I agree. I think I'll set the record straight. I do think that if aliens have truly made contact with our planet, which I do believe they have, I do think that the government should disclose that information. I do. But I'm also a pretty rational person, and I look at most things from as many sides as I can look at it as I possibly can within the time frame. So with that being said, I can also see it being not the best idea to disclose this type of information, because like you said, people, I'm not even looking at it from
clapping alien cheeks.
Yes. I'm not looking at it from that angle. Imagine society, or imagine being the boss, and then you tell your employees, hey, we got something going on here, and it may not be bad, but it may not be good. You know, we got all these aliens that can come in here, and there's really nothing we can do about it. You know, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to look to the government and be like, how can you protect us then? You know?
Yeah.
When the government, I mean, you almost have to say there's nothing we can do. Their technology is so more advanced than anything that we currently have to our knowledge. How can you protect us?
Yeah, you can't even reverse engineer it. Your top,
exactly,
the top scientists in our country can't figure it out. That's a big red flag.
Absolutely. I mean, there'd be a lot of people. there'd be a lot of people that would be excited and, you know, be, I told you so. I knew it. You know, it'd give credibility to tons of people who've had experiences in this stuff. But at the same time, there'd be so many people that would be so afraid. You know, I would be afraid to see what would happen.
And on that note, you would, if you disclosed the existence of life from another planet or of life from another dimension, you would have to rewrite everything. You'd have to rewrite the history books. You'd have to rewrite science books. Everything we know as a race of humans is out the window.
Yeah.
You know, biology as itself could have to be completely changed. Would have to be altered to include,
yeah,
life forms from other planets, life forms from other galaxies, life forms from other universes.
They may not even be made of the same stuff as us.
No, or they might be, which is even that much crazier.
Yeah.
We could have just been a science experiment that old Johnny Alien from a galaxy far, far away planted here. Yeah. And now he's just coming back to check and see how we're doing.
Right.
They're like, they're failing. This science experiment isn't even going to get a C+.
That sucks.
So, go ahead. Carry on.
No, I was just drawing it back. The same thing you were just about to do.
You'd have to rewrite everything. Everything would have to change. And humans as a whole, they're not ready to rewrite. They don't like change. They're not ready to give up their religion. They're not ready to give up their science. They're not ready to have to start back from square one. Because you've just opened an entire Pandora's box outside in another galaxy.
Dude, it would be a reality check for sure.
And then you wouldn't even be able to restart rewriting because you don't know what the hell else is out there.
Yeah.
We'd just be at square one. And I know us as humans and Americans, we don't like not knowing stuff. Clearly, we're going to storm Area 51 to see if they have UFOs. We don't like not knowing.
Yeah. You know, to go back off in a different direction, it is so crazy how all of a sudden out of nowhere all these people want to storm it just because what we're assuming is a documentary on Bob Lazar. Like, all these people have never even heard of him or his story. I don't know, it's crazy.
It's crazy. It is, which leads to the next outcome. People go to storm the base, and they have an interaction with the military.
Oh, man.
It's going to be terrible.
That's beyond. Like, terrible doesn't even leave credence to...
It's going
to
be terrible.
It's going to be horrible, man.
Because that's what CNN said. They said, like, on that article, I don't know who they interviewed, somebody from the Air Force, was like, their exact quote was, storming Area 51 is a bad idea. Because it is a U.S. Air Force base, and they will do what they need to do to protect it.
Yeah, and it's like, as a person, as a human, like, you want to give them the benefit of the doubt and say they will not pull that trigger, but at the same time, they also have a responsibility to protect what's inside that base. You know, it's their duty to do that, and not to mention it's clearly labeled all around the perimeter. It's like having a beware a dog sign on your property and you ignore it and the dog bites you. That's your fault.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and also coupled with a no trespassing sign. It's your fault that you got bit.
Yeah. You hear it all the time on the internet, but play stupid games, you win stupid prizes.
Yeah.
That's,
I mean,
that's what it boils down to.
Like, this whole situation just blows me away that anybody would think this is a good idea.
Yeah. It's, and think about the position you're putting our military guys in that are at the base.
You're making them choose.
Because you know they're on social media and you know they're seeing this thing blow up and you know they're thinking, this is going to come down to some stupid bullshit.
Yeah.
Especially, like, I'm going to err on the side of caution here and hope that the people, if they do make it to Area 51, are not going to be armed. But I know in my brain that they're going to be armed because this is America, by God, and they're going to take it and they're going to be ignorant It's going to be, it could turn into like a civil war.
Yeah. And all it would take is the one person, the one dude.
Pop.
Yes. The one guy out of 1.6 million people to have the stupidest little gun, a cap gun, show it to everybody and pull that freaking trigger. And then everybody could potentially lose their life.
3,000 rounds a minute.
Jesus.
It's awful. And like I said, the position you're putting the military in, whose job is to take orders from their superiors, if you guys
want to protest, go out there and protest, like, hey, we should be able to see what's inside here. By all means, do it. And I am for full disclosure, believe me. And if you listen to our first episode, I believe that I've had experiences with the extraterrestrial and the whole nine. I totally believe in this stuff. I've had family accounts that I haven't talked about yet where they've seen UFOs. I fully 100% believe in this stuff. I truly do. And I'm not trying to side with the government here, but I think that people, you should use your brains.
Yeah. Don't
use your brains here.
Don't poke the bear.
Yeah. It's one of them things you have to pick and choose your battles in life. And please do not die on this hill.
Don't poke the bear.
Don't do this. If you want to go out there and raise your signs and say, hey, we should know that we should be able to see the alien life that's inside here. We should be able to see the UFO that you found. By all means, go do it, because we should. I fully agree that if we have found a UFO or alien life and you have the bodies or you have even a piece, just a piece of the freaking craft, we should be able to see it.
That would be enough to lull people back to their computers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh, hey, we did find this half a broken UFO. And everybody would be like, oh, shit. Yeah. Okay, we're done. See ya.
Yeah.
On that note, here's a theory we got from the fan page. It says, what if the government created the idea and the Facebook event because they've already moved locations, say even to Mars, and they want it to be raided to prove that they don't have anything suspicious because it's already moved. Well, smokescreen.
Well, we've talked about this in the past, and I think that for a little while now, Area 51 has been a smokescreen.
Oh, absolutely.
I think that, I'll lay it to where, in the Roswell incident, I believe that it did get transported there. I do. But because after that, it started to become so popular.
Especially when the internet started to take off.
After that, I think they started moving locations. I mean, think about it, people. How much wilderness in the country, in Alaska, has not ever been stepped foot on?
Yeah, or even the Arctic or somewhere.
Yeah.
If it's, like Kyle said, think about it. If it's a super top secret base, why in the hell are 1.5 million people talking about it on Facebook?
Right.
It's not top secret.
Yeah.
That's not top secret. Nope. It's the bases that you don't know the names of, the bases you don't know exist.
Yeah.
That's where they got all the good shit.
Yep. And that's what I truly think.
That's what it boils down
Area 51
to.
Has turned itself into.
It's a scapegoat.
Yep. A giant.
I hope
just a giant target for everybody to throw their shit at and keep their eyes on when over here in the background, the government's just laughing and moving all their stuff.
Yeah, just flying their technology out the back door.
Yeah, they probably got.
Hopefully they get in there and it's just a graveyard for school buses and old abandoned airplanes and shit. I'm like, well, this is pretty lackluster.
Yeah. One thing I did find pretty interesting about Area 51 is that everybody knows it's a no-fly zone. But it's a no-fly zone for both military and commercial aircraft. It's only,
I didn't know that,
supposedly allowed for the aircraft leaving the facility. And, of course,
The workers. Yeah.
But aside from that, not even military aircraft can fly over this place.
That's a red flag. Weird.
Kind of strange.
Weird.
Because I did Google Area 51 defenses.
Yeah. All right. Well,
I got that going for myself.
My house is monitored now.
Yeah, great. That's good. It's not at my house this time.
Great. What other kind of theories did I hear? Okay. Let's say all of this Area 51 protection is not so much here to protect the government with its secrets, but it's more to protect us from what's inside of Area 51. Let's say all hell breaks loose. A bunch of Facebook people make it into Area 51. They find alien life. They hit the buttons to release alien life. And then it's shit show.
Yeah.
The aliens don't want any part of it. Can you imagine those gates opening? And like I told you the other day, like, let's say just like 30 of the beings from Predator just go through the gates and you just see people dropping. Just a...
It'd be a nightmare.
Just a massacre.
I mean, I don't... In my head, I see this possibility not being true. But in the realm of the paranormal, almost anything can be possible.
Yeah, maybe that's the only place in the world where they can contain whatever kind of life it is down there.
That would be bonkers.
And then you get all these people from the internet trying to prove to the world the aliens are there, and they let them go.
Yeah.
And it's a disaster. Like, it's horrible.
Oh, man.
Because once doors you open, you can't shut again.
That's true. That's true. Once the knowledge, you know, once you have obtained what's on the other side of that door, there's no going back.
If you have to use deadly force to keep people out or keep things in, what kind of force is going to be used once those things get out? Is what I'm saying.
Right.
Like, I saw a meme that said, it showed a guy riding in a car, and it says, the alien you rescued from Area 51 on September 20th starts cracking jokes about how it's going to destroy humanity.
Fully possible.
That would be...
I'd imagine they'd be a little salty.
That would be just so... Such a today thing. Like you have people always fighting for a cause and stuff. Like, we're going to save these aliens. We're going to do the right thing. As soon as you get in... Maybe they never had good intentions to begin with. Maybe when that UFO crashed in Roswell, maybe they were here to tear shit up. You know what I mean?
It's possible. Or they were a scouting party.
And we got them there, and we're like, oh, damn, we don't need these guys out there.
Yep.
And now here we go. Hey, let's save the day.
Yeah.
Which is what it was to begin with. Now it's like, hey, let's see them alien yams.
Yeah, I just don't. I just don't think that this is a good idea at all. Any way you look at it, I think it's a horrible plan. There's better ways of going about stuff like this.
Yeah, there's
just to straight up storm it, highly advise against.
So many scenarios do not end good.
No, none of them end well.
Best case scenario, they open the doors, nothing there. Worst case scenario, they open the doors. Oh, worst case scenario, full out military engagement.
Yeah.
They open the doors, something terrible comes out, and it's just the end of human life as we know it. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Not just 1.5 million people getting slaughtered because they've opened the jar of ants and now everything comes out and everything is hungry and everything doesn't like humans and it's just, congratulations, Facebook, you've ended the world.
I could see, I would blame Facebook for that. I don't like it.
So. That's where it started.
I agree. It is their fault at this point. So if anybody needs a finger to point at, I would point it at them.
Yep. Way to go, Zuckerberg. So that's where it's at. I mean, if nothing else, nothing happens on September 20th, and we got a whole boatload of some of the best memes I've seen in a long time. So for that, thank you. Facebook, you did come through on that.
And to be a little more optimistic here, it is kind of awesome that people are retaking interest in this type of stuff.
Kind of.
In a nutshell.
It's kind of awesome.
But you got to realize that for every one person that's just doing it to do it, there are people who are interested or are like, well, what's the fascination behind Area 51? Then they start doing research and then they're like, whoa.
There's I've
seen stuff like that before.
There's also that small percentage that actually would sexually assault a being from another planet.
I'm sure there is not a lack of those type of people.
So all in today's world, it's probably a bad idea, But we're still open to going out there and watching The Bad Idea.
Oh, I'm not trying to watch.
I'm not trying to catch a bullet.
No.
And I'm not trying to get murdered by the Predator. But I am kind of interested to see what happens. So if I'm off work that day, that weekend, it'll probably take a minute to get out there.
I just imagine seeing, like in my head, I just see people marching toward this place and they're just met with a giant line of like military and law enforcement that's basically like, you're not going past this point. And then everybody being like, oh, this is BS, you know, blah, 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 blah. They hang around for a while and then one by one, people just start leaving.
You know, like, that, we're not getting in. You know, here. That never ends like that, right?
Well, that's what I see in my head.
There's always going to be people that try to get through. And once, like,
oh, and then they'll get beat down.
One person starts to scuffle, other people are going to scuffle, and then it's going to turn into ignorance.
But like I said, with the sign,
we'll be there to reap the benefits.
Yeah, the beware of dog and no trespassing, man. Once you cross that line, that shit's on you. And that's the way I see it. It is on you. I mean, how would you feel if it was on your property? You got all these signs up. You don't want anybody on your property. And
you got a bunch of aliens in the basement.
Yeah. Some dude comes poking around. And you're like, no.
So, yeah, if we can get out to Area 51, we're game for recording it.
Oh, dude, I'd gladly.
And you guys
go.
Will know what went down when we fly back here in a UFO.
Dude, I'm such a giddy little kid about it. I would love to just be able to go and see the Area 51 mailbox, the black mailbox that sits on the side of the highway.
Oh, you're picking the wrong week to do that.
Oh, I'd go.
Because they're waiting. Kyle's like, I'm not here to storm. Just here to check the mailbox.
I just want to take a picture next to the mailbox.
Can I get a selfie with the mailbox?
That's it. I'd be stoked.
You would get hit with a bullet.
Probably, but like I'd be stoked.
You ever felt what a 50 cal does to your skin?
Nope. I'm still here, so no.
So, yeah, that's it. If any of our listeners are planning on storming Area 51, just tell us about it, I guess. Yeah, if you storm it, go live. Tell us why you want to do it. If you have any other theories on what's in there or
the theories are endless.
The hell's going to happen, get on Facebook and tell us. Get on Twitter and tell us. Call us in and tell us.
Hell, and if you feel like we're way off base on everything that we just said, let us know.
Yeah.
Maybe we are.
If you do go out there, just be careful.
Yeah, for sure.
A, don't get yourself murdered. Disclosure is not worth getting killed over.
No.
And B, do not release any hungry aliens upon the planet. If there's a big red button that says do not touch,
don't touch it.
When you make it into Area 51, do not touch it. Because usually when you hit big red buttons, bad shit happens.
It's true.
Have you seen movies? Like, you hit those and bad things happen.
It's very true.
We don't want the Queen Xenomorph coming out pissed and starving with the Predator riding on her back. You know what? Even a step lower than that. You see the aliens from Signs? I don't want them around either.
No.
So don't let anything out if you make it in there.
Just use your heads, people. That's all I gotta say. Just use your heads.
Yeah, so that's all we have. Just
pick and choose.
Just be smart.
Be smart and safe.
Yeah, that's the lesson you take home from today's podcast. If you take home nothing else, just be smart.
Yeah.
And stay weird. We'll catch you later.